I think if you were a young IBMer coming in to IBM, I would say that there was one precious ingredient that most 21-year-old people had and that most 50-year-old people did not have, and that the very effective 50-year-olds were able to protect through the years, and that was a sort of sense of self-respect which would prevent them from compromising their ideas toward the crowd beyond a certain point. I talk a lot around here about wild ducks, and people kid me a good deal about my wild ducks, but it takes a few wild ducks to make any business go, and it takes one or two wild ducks to make even a department in a business go, because if you don't have the fellows with the new ideas that are willing to buck the managerial trends, if you will, and shock them into doing something new and better, if you don't have those kind of people, the business pretty well slows down. So that I would tell a 21-year-old IBMer what I've told a lot of 21-year-old college people, and that is that the priceless ingredient that a youngster has when he starts in business is that sense of not compromising beyond a certain point. Life is a continual compromise, as you know. If you move aside in the streetcar to let somebody pass by, you're to some degree compromising. So that you have to know when to stop compromising to protect this priceless ingredient I'm talking about. And there are people in business who will gladly say that black is white in order to make everything go smoothly, and in order, perhaps in their misguided hope, to qualify for a promotion. And there are promotions that are garnered, that are achieved in IBM by saying black is white, but there are promotions that take place once or twice, and then the person is sort of discovered by the crowd, and he's never promoted again, and normally he's demoted, and he lives out a life of frustration and unhappiness in business. So I would just hope that I could give that word to all young and old IBMers. Protect that point beyond which you won't compromise, stand up and be counted. And it's even important at times to lay your job on the line for your self-respect. There are not too many people who will do it, but those are the very precious individuals in this corporation.